You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
It's Morgan in the Morning, Columbus Day Monday. We're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth that drive down Route 45. Are you celebrating the day or is it just another Monday?
What day is it?
Columbus Day. Time to celebrate.
Time to celebrate.
How do you want to celebrate?
An extra long Columbus Day weekend.
So, Columbus Day.
We don't really celebrate
Columbus Day.
I learned the true meaning of Columbus Day.
But instead of Columbus Day, it will be for
Native Americans.
Happy Native American Day.
Let the show begin.
I don't know what to call today. So, we'll just do a show. How's that? I mean, can we just do a show? And now the computer won't start the show. Let me press this button again.
WQKS.
Oh, my goodness. KXHD1, Sunbury. All right, now we're moving. Let's do this. Happy Columbus Day. Oh, boy.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Weekend in review, first thing Monday morning. We like to do it. Hopefully you had a good weekend. I had a great one. Those of you who follow the Tom Morgan Facebook page see that I traveled home for the weekend for yet another family wedding. This time it was my godchild. So congratulations to her, Kathleen, Katie as we call her. Now, Kathleen Erin McCabe. That's about as Irish as it comes. The wedding in the Poconos and a beautiful time. You can see the pictures on the Tom Morgan page. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Some people have the day off today, so maybe their weekend's still going on. Others have to get up and go to work and they complain because they don't have Columbus Day off. Do we really need a Columbus Day? Well, some say we do, especially the Italian Catholics who... I talked to a few of them over the weekend at this wedding. They're like, yeah, I got Columbus Day off. Columbus is cool. Others, not so fast. Bill Maher talks about it with a late night soundbite coming up. Also, a great sports weekend. We'll talk about something really, really stupid that happened in an NFL game. Packers fans, are you with us? You know what I'm talking about. And my Red Sox won in 13 innings yesterday. Wow. Wow and wow. So much to do this morning. Of course, we have a key to Cancun for you. Another keyword. Sure we do. Stay with us. Viral comedy. And there it is. Fallon does his thank yous. Movie Mike and more. Stay with us. Yes.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about late night TV and Bill Maher talking about his thoughts on Columbus Day.
Hi, this is Bob.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Sports over the weekend, some good, some bad, some ugly. The ugly would be for you Packers fans playing Cincinnati. 5 missed game-winning field goals before the winner went through the uprights.
Lead for 3 today, and this one is no good for the lead from 57 yards away. McPherson's kick is
doink.
No good.
Try it again.
His kick from 51 yards out.
No good. No good. All right, let's try it again.
Crosby from 40.
Are you kidding me?
49-yard attempt for the win.
Can we still
kick?
Can we do
it? Off the upright.
Now it doinks the other post.
49-yard attempt.
All right. Here comes attempt number 5, or is it 6?
This time is good.
Oh, it's good.
From goat to hero.
5 missed field goals before the Packers beat Cincinnati 25-22. And in baseball, the Red Sox had to go 13 innings before they won. A monster home run.
Christian Vasquez doing his Carlton Fisk.
Christian Vasquez, the Red Sox catcher, hits a home run. Quite like Carlton Fisk, if you remember that far back. 13-inning win, Red Sox lead the series 2-1. Rob, the Sports Center's got all that and more coming up. 94.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the good, bad, and ugly in sports, right? And we've got the AccuWeather forecast for your Columbus Day, if you're celebrating or not. It's Morgan in the Morning. 58 degrees, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well, with that drive down Route 45, how you doing on this Monday? Maybe it's a long holiday weekend for you. Maybe not. Depends if your workplace actually celebrates Columbus Day. Or maybe it's a typical Monday where you're getting up slow and moaning about it. Something new. We're calling it Moan About It Monday. Let us know. And who knows? Maybe we'll make you a winner from Dunkin' Donuts. Stay with us. Moan About It Monday. Ford Fun Line open now. 1-800-326-94KX.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, it's Monday. If there's something you need to moan about, let us know. We may make you a winner from Dunkin' Donuts. Ford Fun Line, always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Maybe you're complaining because you don't have anywhere to put your kids today because they don't have school and they don't care. They don't care why they don't have school. They don't even know who Christopher Columbus was. They're just like, yay, no school. Moan about it. Go ahead. I'm here. The doctor's in the house. All right, I'm not a doctor. I just play one on TV. 1-800-326-94KX. We'll try to get you through this Monday with something new called Moan About It Monday.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Okay, here's something interesting. If you could complain about pumpkin spice, maybe we could all complain about fall being fall in everything we do and eat. A specialty store in Madison, Wisconsin is now making bratwurst infused with candy corn.
I tried the beer first, and it had a good, like, caramel flavor. You know, what could go well with this? And then, for some reason, candy corn just jumped in my head.
Definitely hesitant at first. You know, I didn't know how well that would go over. I don't really like candy corn, so, you know, four pieces max for me, and then I'm done with it. So, you know, I was a little hesitant at first, but, you know, just what the heck, why not?
Okay. Meat. Deli meat infused with candy corn. He didn't like any fall beer, but he decided to invent candy corn meat. Notice the phrase he used, what the heck, why not? Always
for
be
every act
fearful.
Of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Always be aware of the phrase, what the heck, why not?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, I don't know if you caught SNL over the weekend, but that Kardashian girl's pretty funny. Details coming up. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
First thing Monday morning, did you catch SNL over the weekend? Kim Kardashian was actually entertaining, especially in her monologue when she busted on her own family.
I'm Kim Kardashian West, and it's so great to be here tonight. I know. I'm surprised to see me here, too. When they asked, I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time. I mean, actually, I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering. It must have slipped my mom's mind. I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face. And good hair, and great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically, I'm just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons. But the one thing I'm really proud of is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Unbelievable. Kim Kardashian on SNL. Good stuff.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Keep your phone handy. Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime.
Yeah!
On 94KX.
News is next. 57 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I got your key to Cancun. The keyword for Morgan in the Morning coming up in just a few minutes from Liberty Travel. Keyword every morning at about 7:15. Today's keyword is not señorita. However, you could be spending 7 nights in Cancun with Liberty Travel.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, it's a Moan About It Monday. If you got a problem today, just let us know. We're here to talk. We're here to help. And so is Dunkin' Donuts. So 1-800-326-94KX. Something new called Moan About It Monday. Only here with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Monday morning's keyword is jalapeno. Text that to 49330. I know it's going to be hard to spell, but it's jalapeno.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV, SNL News Update, Birthday Buddies, and more. Stay with us.
94KX. 94KX.
Indigenous Peoples Day, by the way, will be observed simultaneously with Columbus Day. And this just in, Columbus Day has forced Indigenous Peoples Day to move to a worse day. Florida police discovered a meth lab on the 15th floor of a luxury condo building, which in Florida is something they list in the brochure.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies. Birthday Buddies.
Yay. You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go! Lynn Hall in the house. Can you help me fix some computers?
Well, all I basically know how to do is reboot things.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, then we just throw it out the back door.
Probably better than the IT guy. Very good.
See? We'll just toss it out the back door. We'll find someone's that's not being used in the building. There's got to be somebody's office that doesn't need one.
Celebrity birthdays today. Cardi B is 29.
Okay.
I love her. She's fun. I want her to come over for Thanksgiving. Who else?
That would be fun.
Michelle Wee, the professional golfer.
Okay.
She's worth millions and millions. She is 32 years old.
All right.
Okay, Lenny James. I don't really know this actor.
Lenny James.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't really know him, but he's Morgan in The Walking Dead.
Okay,
I just noticed the name Morgan. I don't know. So, do we have any more? Oh, he doesn't need to do that. No, he doesn't need this.
Did you say something? I thought I heard him say something.
He called me Carl.
Son, you know they don't talk. He missed the...
All right, we're done with that. That's disgusting. That's why I didn't watch that show.
Well, I'm glad I couldn't see the monitor from over here.
And that's the highlight you gave us? Come on now.
Oh, my goodness. That's all I could get.
Former NFL quarterback, now broadcaster Steve Young is 60 years old today.
Is he really 60 years old?
I like him a real lot for more than one reason, but the main reason is he has worse hair than me.
All right.
And we wanted some music here, but it didn't work out. Daryl Hall is 75 years old.
Really?
Daryl Hall.
I'm no relation, just by the way. I'm not. No relation. Wish I was, but I'm not.
Wait a minute. I swear at a party in the 80s, you told me he was your cousin.
Maybe I did in the 80s, but
okay.
I think I remembered he's not after that.
All right, Daryl. Your kiss is still on my list. I don't know what that means. But anyway, maybe it's Lynn Hall's list. I don't know. Let's take a look at the local list, and that would be...
Birthday Buddies.
Happy birthday to Allison Drumheller from Sealands Grove, 46.
Allison Embeck is 20 today.
Happy birthday, Amy Jo Porter from Sunbury, 43.
Bambi Wagner from Beavertown, 59.
Billy Joel Trumper Really?
That's a cool name.
I don't know about it. Cap Heights, 41.
All right. Cindy Raymer from Sunbury is 59 today.
Cindy Wolf from Donaldson is 41.
Okay, and we also have, let's see if I can read this right because my eyes are off today. It's Monday. It's Dawn Blewett from Bloomsburg, 39.
Okay, Denise Krause is 53 today.
Okay, let me quickly flip the page.
This is long.
Yes, it is. There's a lot here. Denise Treister from Richfield, 61 today.
Happy birthday, Don Siebold, Mifflinburg, 59.
James Stoviak, 59 today.
Jamie Dunkelberger?
Yes.
Didn't she used to work here? Happy birthday, Jamie.
But I don't think she's 106.
Somebody's really joking.
They're
on
being
our,
silly with
today.
Us today. Yeah. Come on.
Yes. Paula Snook is 65 today.
Okay, Jeremy Trump from Bloomsburg, 40.
Happy birthday to Sandy Troxell from Norrie, 58.
Philip Campbell from Sunbury, 48 today.
Sylvia Franklin, Lewisburg, 36.
Shawnee Perchinski from Sunbury, 29 today.
And that's what we have on the list that is prepared for the show. Facebook Messenger today. Happy birthday to David Leach. He's 56. Happy birthday from your sister, Missy.
Aww.
And we got them for you every day at this time. You could call it in on the Ford Fun Line, right?
You may do that if you so desire.
Or you could use snail mail email.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, Facebook Messenger. Or text.
Text.
Every day at this time.
It would be birthday buddies.
WQKX. We got through that. Could you believe it?
I know. It was amazing for a Monday.
It wasn't easy.
No. No. We pulled it off.
Morgan in the morning.
Coming up, Mark's got the news. Rob Center is back. The Sports Center and AccuWeather. All coming up.
It's on Morgan in the morning, of course.
58 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Movie Mike's in the house. Mike, you like viral comedy. This is our...
I love it.
This is a highlight, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Funny things can happen at fast food drive-thrus. Like, for instance, when you order squirrel.
I'll take a number two with a sweet tea and tots, and this little squirrel you got on top of your sign.
There was actually a squirrel, and he ordered it. And the woman didn't get the joke. Also, careful what you order at Taco Bell when you're on a first date. Viral comedy coming up. Do you order the supersize squirrel when you order squirrel, or do you?
Always.
Always?
Always supersize it, yes.
And then there's these squirrel kids meals for the kids.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, check this out, Mike. A guy orders his lunch or whatever at a Sonic, but there's a baby squirrel on the sign. So he orders it.
I'll take a number two with a sweet tea and tots, and this little squirrel you got on top of your sign.
All righty, anything else I can get for you?
No, just him.
917, go ahead and pull up to the window.
I think she thought I was joking, man. Come here.
What are you doing up there?
What are you doing?
He actually took the baby squirrel off the sign.
Oh, he got it?
And he adopted him.
What? Well, I would think the squirrel would run away.
That's what I would think. Or bite him or something.
Yeah.
But notice how the lady, again, she goes she goes right through the order.
And this little squirrel you got on top of your sign.
All righty, anything else?
Not paying attention.
Right. No, just him.
917, go ahead and pull up to the window.
Pull up to the window. Pay for your baby squirrel. Just weird. Also, a woman on TikTok talking about that strange first date at Taco Bell.
We end up at a Taco Bell. I'm like, dine-in or drive-thru? And he's like, drive-thru. And I'm like, great, he has a plan. We get to the speaker, and he just leans over and goes, I would like 100 hard-shell tacos, thank you. He does one of these numbers. I'm like, did you forget your wallet? And he's like, yeah. He's like, do you need me to pay? He's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I buy the 100 tacos, and I'm like, where to next? And he goes, back to my house. And I was like, okay, this is happening.
Not a good first date.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag. I'm going to call it.
It's a major violation. Anyway, today's viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94K. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mike is in the house, and
yes,
he's got the entertainment report. Any kind of tease for us? Any kind of...
Yeah, we got a story about what broke up the Beatles. Paul McCartney is speaking out.
Are you kidding me?
At long last. I think we already know, but he's confirming everything.
Okay, he's not going to say he's dead, is he?
He's not.
Okay, good. The Entertainment Report coming up with Movie Mike. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Paul McCartney is setting the record straight that John Lennon was the one to break up the Beatles. In an upcoming BBC Radio 4 episode, McCartney says, quote, "I didn't instigate the split. That was our Johnny. John walked into a room one day and said, 'I am leaving the Beatles.'" McCartney says that after John's announcement, he, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison were left to pick up the pieces and were told to keep quiet by their manager since business deals had to be made. McCartney added that the point of Lennon's departure was that he was making a new life with Yoko Ono. Now, to be clear, McCartney isn't blaming Yoko. He even said, quote, "They were a great couple. There was huge strength there." Yeah. So if you're disappointed about the Beatles breaking up, blame John Lennon.
I still blame Yoko.
Yeah, I do too.
Because if there wasn't any Yoko and John,
he wouldn't have wanted to leave.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you won't be catching George Clooney running for any political office. In an appearance on the BBC, Clooney said that he would not be getting involved in politics because, quote, "I would actually like to have a nice life." That makes sense. In fact, he actually wants to take on fewer projects. He turned 60 this year, so he wants to focus on doing things he loves while he's healthy, like playing basketball and spending time with his wife. Clooney also commented on the state of the country. He said, quote, "There's a lot of things that have to be repaired. There's a lot of healing that has to happen, and it's going to take time." Some sage wisdom there from George Clooney. I think he's absolutely correct.
All right.
And looking at the box office, the new Bond movie, No Time to Die, opened in the top spot with a kind of disappointing $56 million. People thought it'd be a little more than that, but the movie is 2 hours and 45 minutes, which means theaters can't run it as many times a day, so that probably accounted for that.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it would probably have legs, but it did not have the big splashy $80 million opening that everybody was expecting. Meanwhile, Venom, Let There Be Carnage came in second with $32 million. The Addams Family 2 was third with $10 million. Shang-Chi came in fourth with $4 million. And The Many Saints of Newark rounds out the top five with $1.4 million.
Give us a hint, because I know you're coming back Friday. The Bond movie?
I might review that. I'm supposed to screen the new Halloween movie that opens Friday. I'm supposed to screen it on Wednesday this week. So I might do that if everything goes according to plan.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you back here on Friday.
But I did like the Bond movie very much. I'll say that now.
Okay. Well, we can't say five.
Three
Jaguars.
Or... Oh, three and a half.
Three and a half. Okay, good.
It's really good.
All right. We'll see you on Friday.
See you then.
Thanks, Mike.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mark's got the news. Rob, the sports center, back from vacation. He's got the sports. Steve's got the AccuWeather. Next hour, we go mic'd up, and we talk about an Oktoberfest. That hasn't happened in a while. Stay with us. 58 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
We call it Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up. Coming up, a fire department in the studio? Don't be scared. This is going to be fun.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Mic'd up, that's what we call it when we bring guests from the community into the morning show. Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up today with Sean Christine from DHL in Sealands Grove. It's been a long time since DHL has had a Oktoberfest. And we didn't have it last year because of COVID. But Sean, it was years before that, right?
It was. The last time we had Oktoberfest was 2016. It was a huge, huge success. Raised a lot of money for the fire company. And everybody that came had a great time. We are volunteer firefighters. We're already volunteering. We spend a lot of time on that. And sometimes it's tough to get these events going. They're huge events. A lot of coordination to take care of. So it's been with COVID. We were going to do it last year, get back into it. And COVID shut us down. So here we are.
So fast forward to 2021. We're going to do it again. For people that weren't there in 2016, in Oktoberfest at a fire company, what is this thing?
So it's a a great big festival, just a lot of opportunity to have some good beer, good wine, food, music. The purpose of it, so we're having fun for a purpose, and that is to raise money for the fire company. We are looking at having a new purchase here in a couple of years, which is a new ladder truck.
Ooh.
We're one of the few ladder companies in the or truck companies in the Snyder County area. So we're looking at a purchase here by 2024 for about $1.5 million.
Yeah, because the ladder truck, correct me if I'm wrong, the ladder truck is the big one, right?
It's the big one, yeah.
So how much? $1.4 million.
We're looking at $1.5.
Five. Yeah. A million and a half. So every little thing you could do, Sean, as a fundraiser for the fire company is going to help, right? I mean, come on.
Really, and, you know, we hate to just walk around with our hands out. This is an opportunity for us to get people to come in and, you know, raise some money and actually have a good time.
Yeah. So you got the beer, you know, and the wine. You got the drinks. You got the food with food trucks. Live entertainment, too.
Yep. Live entertainment. We actually have three bands at this. Nate Myers and the Aces, which is, you know, Central PA favorite. We have
Blues Band.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentleman. He's new to me, but actually I started to listen to him. It's pretty amazing group. And then you have Gentleman East, who has former members of the Badleys and Breaking Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. So that's three great bands. Any set times on there yet? Or
yep. So Nate Myers and the Aces is going to go on at 1 o'clock. Then at 2:15, we have Dustin Douglas, and at 3:30 is Gentleman East.
Three great bands, Sean.
Yep.
Three, great job there.
Yep, we're going to keep the music going from basically noon to 5.
All right, and that's the whole festival length, noon to 5 as well.
Yep, noon to 5 on the 16th, which is this coming Saturday.
So everybody buys their tickets. You're helping the fire company. You probably got some great sponsorship help, too, right?
We do. I mean, it's kind of like it takes a village to raise a child. It takes takes a good community to help pull together a fire company. But it's Alan A. Schaefer is one of our big ones, Keller's Beer Distributor, Sealands Grove Ford, Icon Legacy, Keller's Auto Body, and the list goes on.
Yeah, thank you to all those sponsors. We got to get to $1.5 million to get that new ladder truck. How do we get our tickets?
It's super easy. You can, if you want to pay cash the old-fashioned way, you can stop in at Keller's Beer in Sealands Grove, or you can go to our website, which is dhlfire.com. And purchase your tickets online.
Okay, dhlfire.com. It's not a .org there, so get that right and get your tickets. Or just swing by Keller's, grab a case, and buy your tickets.
You're listening
there.
To Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Sean, thanks so much for coming in, and we're
this
looking
Daniel
forward
Craig's
to the
last movie Great, as James Tom. Bond.
Morgan in the Morning. Myself,
now that it's
Sean
over,
Christine.
He'll be driven to a farm upstate to roam free with all the other former James Bonds.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
More late-night television from the weekend and Tom's top list of the day. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
This is a great argument for people at work or anywhere. Around the dinner table even. What's your favorite all-time cookie, as in like a Hall of Fame cookie? You might be surprised. The top cookie in a recent survey is Oreo Goldens. Not regular Oreos, the Golden Oreos. Toll House chocolate chip cookies follows in second place, followed by the original Oreo. Keebler Fudge Stripes, Pepperidge Farm, Farmhouse Milk Chocolate Chip Cookies, Nutter Butters, and the old-fashioned original Chips Ahoy. That's interesting. The last place cookie is a Fig Newton, but they're okay with it. Because just like the old-fashioned original TV commercials, they say, Fig Newtons, we're not a cookie. We're fruit and cake. What do you think? There's today's Tom's Top List every morning.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, we're going to talk more about the keys to Cancun. If you missed our word today, I hope you could spell it. It's jalapeno. And we've got other keywords throughout the day. Stay with us all day. 59, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, you know this music. It's time for Jimmy Fallon's Thank Yous. Stay with us.
Morgan in the morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah. You can moan about it on Monday, whatever's on your mind. Ford Fun Line, always open. Maybe we'll brighten up your Monday from Dunkin' Donuts. 1-800-326-94KX. We're here for you. Gotcha. And before we say thanks for listening, Jimmy reads thank yous.
Thank you, leaf blowers, for just making my leaves someone else's problem.
You're doing it. Thank you.
Thank you to Facebook going down for making it impossible to tell my friend's sister's college roommate's mother-in-law that I liked her hat.
Cool hat.
Thank you, teaser trailer for the new Adele song, for giving everyone a chance to schedule their emotional health days ahead of time.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. I don't know. I can already feel it.
I got the feels. I got the feels, man. Thank you. New Eggo waffle flavored Pop-Tarts. And if toasted breakfast flavored toasted breakfast sounds good, make sure you check out beer flavored Budweiser. And that
tastes like beer. Yeah.
Thank you, Aftershave, for including the directions right in your name. Thank you, baseball umpires, for always looking like you're mid-twerk.
There you have it, everybody. That's my thank you, guys.
Chad Evans is next. He's got another key to Cancun. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.